Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
TM Hyman Live.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? You are inside the Friday Night Cypher. Hey, it's a verdict watch, Cracker. Verdict watch for the Martin Zimmerman trial. The jury said, you know, forget this. We've had a long day. It's a wrap for the day. They're going to be back at it tomorrow trying to come up with a verdict for it. So we are in full effect of the verdict watch for this long-awaited Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman trial. Thank you for joining us tonight. It is Friday, July 12th, and it's all good in the hood. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Hey, let's get it in. On the other side, Madam CeeLo Boston, we got Hot Chocolate. I'm sure St. James going to be hanging out with us at some point. We'll be right back. 2 Chainz, Drake, no lie.
Yeah. True.
I am smoking on that gas. Life should be on Cinemax. Movie. Bought my boo. Bigger than a bigger air. Who he's not I. I smoke. Strong that pie pie. Louis V's in my archive. Black diamonds are part-time. Bread up in my top down. On the block with a block out. Hit your ass with that block out. Dopin' up to go in your nostril. I take your girl and kidnap her. Feed her to my mattress. A skeleton in my closet. It's probably when he's dead and rapper. He's probably when he. Don't try me, I pull that. Got your car note in my cup. Cool. And your rent in my swisher.
True.
So good, I miss you. Gang so vicious. And all I get is cheese. Like I'm taking pictures.
Yeah. I say, unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
2 Chainz and champagne. You want true? That's true. True enough,
yeah.
Forbes list like yeah. My office is my tour bus.
Yeah.
She came through, she brought food, she got, she knew what's up. She think I'm the realest out, and I say damn, that makes 2 of us.
Damn.
Oh, that look like what's her name? Chances are it is what's her name? Chances are if she was acting up, then I the ones and never the gang.
True.
She could have a Grammy, I still treat her like a nominee. Just need to know what that push like. So one time it's fine with me.
Yeah.
Young ass an intern,
intern.
For money like I built you. Streets talking that confirms. Go ask them who just kept you. Stay keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chainz go way back. We don't talk, we just say facts. Yes, Lord. I say, fuck it unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name that bull summer. I'll rap his ass. I'll trap his ass. Pour his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass. Take him out.
Yikes.
Bring him in them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring. Thug life. One wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't.
Tell.
Went where they say I couldn't.
True.
YSL belt buckle.
you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real grown miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real they word, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, real they word. You ain't never told no lie, you ain't never told no lie. Real they true, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, that's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
And Drake, no lie. Hey, you inside the Friday Night Cypher. Thanks for rocking with us. We are officially on the verdict watch for the Martin Zimmerman trial, hanging out, looking for a verdict, hopefully to come in tomorrow, hopefully, so we can just go ahead and move beyond this situation here. Hey, hit us up if you want to just get it in. You know what we do on Friday nights. We recap the weekend news and entertainment. Madam CeeLo Boston, Hot Chocolate, St. James, hanging out with myself, T.M. Hyman. Thanks for rocking. 917-889-3926 is how you can get it in inside this cipher all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. Where she frying chicken out in Carolina?
No, chicken. Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do? I'm not frying chicken. It's not fried chicken Fridays any longer in this household. But thank y'all for bearing with me. I mean, I'm really trying my best. I got a headset. You know what I mean? Like, hey, how about now?
Your effort is everything. Your effort is everything.
Thank you. Can I get a beat?
All the way live from Plant City. Give it up.
True. Chocolate caliente. Yes, I'm here. I'm bilingual tonight. Yes. How's everybody?
Uh oh, somebody feeling good.
Yes.
Somebody feeling good.
Fresh off a happy hour with the girls. Shout out to my Lakeland ladies.
Oh, somebody's feeling real good.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Hey, if you got music you want us to play, hey, we'll give anything one spin. Hey, hit us up right here, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Or you can send new music to T.M. Hyman Radio Live @gmail.com. Hey, for play consideration, as long as it's not, like, super whack and it doesn't sound like you're frying chicken in the background while you were recording, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, and we're not asking you for an EP. We're asking you for a single. Don't send us, you know, the whole mixtape in one wop that's, you know, 27 minutes long. Make it appropriate length.
Okay, because if I actually, when you send music like that, I actually go through it. But let me tell you something. I'm old school. You get 15 seconds of my time per song. If you don't grab me within those 15 seconds, it's not getting played. That's how I roll.
And ladies and gentlemen, it has extended from the normal 5 seconds that she would normally give you to 15 seconds. So understand, your consideration is being given.
Okay, and that was only because y'all asked me to be nice.
Real talk, real people, real times, that's what we doing. Inside this cipher. Hey, a lot popping off this week. But where should we start, man? I mean, where y'all want to start?
I would actually like to start with the police in Sanford, Florida, in Seminole County. The Sheriff Don Esslinger, I believe it's pronounced, has one message for a fellow Floridian, about the George Zimmerman trial verdict, that destruction and violence after a verdict will not be tolerated. It was preemptive warning ahead of what some authorities worry may be a tinderbox situation of the six women jury, you know, kind of beginning their deliberation today. And, you know, really not even just Seminole County, we're all asking for you know, everyone to keep their heads and to remain calm regardless whatever the verdict is. You know, there's no problem with you expressing verbally what you feel like your opinion may be, regardless of what it is, once again. But let's just leave it at that. I think that's what they want all of us to do. And I'm saying us, talking to our African-American community, because it's kind of a volatile situation for us. It's hitting home, you know, because this situation mimics a lot of our situations with our children, brothers, sisters, nephews, ourselves, what have you. It's a sensitive issue. So, of course, it's going to, you know, touch a nerve, but once again, regardless of what the verdict is, but we have to be sensible about how we're expressing our feelings and how we react. And that's just really all anyone really is asking.
Yeah, I don't know. It touched home for me when it first happened, the Trayvon Martin case. The reason being is because as a teenager, myself and two other of my female friends were walking. It was dark outside, but we were walking to a family member's house. And you know how, like, guys used to stop in the middle of the street and talk to girls? You know, like, they were really just, that was back in the day. Now they just, you know, try to run the girls over. Anyway, so the guys stopped to talk to us, but then this truck pulled up with nothing but white guys, and it was a pickup truck. So the white guys started yelling racial slurs at all of us. They jumped out the truck and started chasing us, the females. And the guys pulled off because the man in the driver's side had a gun. So anyway, so these white men are chasing us through this black neighborhood. And the crazy thing is that if it wouldn't have been for the quote-unquote thugs or what have you, I don't know what those white men would have done to us. You know what I'm saying? So, like, and people would not let us in the doors. We're all banging on separate doors. Nobody's letting us in. We're females and all, but nobody's letting us in. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, that was, so that whole Trayvon thing, like, hit home for me because it was like, you could be doing nothing at all. You could be in a situation where you didn't necessarily cause it, but you have to deal with it, you know? And
right.
It's like, I just, see, that made me think, my heavenly stars, that, you know, that the people that did come out came out, you know? Because it could have been something where I wouldn't be here right now, or my, two of my other friends, you know, they wouldn't be alive. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You bring up an interesting point, kind of touching on what one of my girlfriends was saying when we were at dinner a little while ago. A few of them made the point that they felt like both Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman were at fault in this situation, that one, George Zimmerman shouldn't have taken, you know, the extreme steps that he took, you know, in the situation, and that Trayvon Martin was wrong for, I guess, approaching him and asking him, you know, why he was following him. And I just found that very, very odd, where, to me, when you think of the stance of a 17-year-old male, not even black male, just a male, period, he's at that point of his life where he's really trying to establish himself and find himself as a young man. You know, so, you know, the average teenager, if someone is approaching them and following them and they don't know them, that's kind of, to me, the fight or flight instinct where, you know, either you're going to confront them to find out what's going on or you're going to, you know, run and get away from that situation. And in this instance, Trayvon chose to confront the situation and ask him, and I don't feel like he was wrong for asking, why are you following me?
Right. No. Because that was my question. When does self-defense, I mean, when does initiating a fight turn into self-defense? That's the part I just couldn't grasp, because another situation I remember being in, and someone started a fight with me, I fought back, and they got hurt worse than I did, and when the police got there, they wanted to take me, even though I'm the one who called the police. But because the other person looked worse and they were bleeding and I wasn't, they were like, well, we're going to take you to jail. But why? I was defending myself. But then at the same token, it's like, they're like, okay, well, if you wouldn't hit them back, then, you know, then you could do something. It's like, you sit there and
let them pulverize you and then call the police if you're still alive.
Right, which doesn't make any sense at all. But
it does.
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. Hey, we're going to pause for the calls. We got some new Jay-Z for you off that Magna Carta Holy Grail. Hey, but when we come back, man, we're going to talk about a group of females down here in Florida. Florida is off the chain. A group of females down here in Florida that's been drugging men and stealing their valuables at an upscale bar. I'm going to say at upscale bars out in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Man, Florida is most certainly off the chain. When we come back, you'll hear more. We're going to recap the week in news and entertainment. It'll continue after this. Jay-Z, Frank Ocean, Oceans, TM Hama Radio.
Elephant test on the board of a sailing lady. Docked on the Ivory Coast. Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dress this white tuxedo before the bus got sure. And if so, well, fuck it, because it's water drown my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and watch the sun blaze on the waves of the ocean.
Dope boy still smelling like cocaína. White boat, white road, can he be more cleaner? The oil spill that BP ain't clean up. I'm anti, Santa Maria. Only Christopher we acknowledge his wallet. I don't even like washing pins in my pocket. Black card go hard when I'm shopping. Boat docked in front of a man picking cotton. Silken fleeces, lay on my Jesus. Oh my God, I hope y'all don't get seasick. See me in shit you never saw. If it wasn't for these pictures, they wouldn't see me at all. Whole world's in awe. I crash through glass ceilings, I break through closed doors. I'm on the ocean, I'm in heaven. Yacht, Ocean 11.
Elephant test on the board of a sailing lady. Docked on the Ivory Coast. Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dress this white tuxedo before the bus got sure. And if so, well, fuck it, fuck it. Because this water drown my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and watch the sun blaze on the waves of the ocean.
Me and top ties like Pablo and Papa. Winding dirt roads on mopeds, feeling open. Welcome to the Magnum Opus, the Magna Carta, the best selling author decoded. Yeah. On a holiday, playing strange fruit. From a maker to a Billy, I can't take the same route. Swoosh, that's the sound of the water. Swoosh, and that's the sound of a baller. Muhammad Hovi, my back against the rope. The black made back, I'm back inside the boat. Shepherd Ferry, they finally gave me some hope. Can't believe they got a nigga to vote. Democrat, nope, so dope. The troubled waters had to learn how to float. On the ocean, I'm in heaven. Yacht, Ocean 11.
Elephant test on the board of a sailing lady. Docked on the Ivory Coast. Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dress this white tuxedo before the bus got sure. And if so, well, fuck it, fuck it. Because this water drown my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water.
Hyman Radio Live, and that was Jay-Z and Frank Ocean with Ocean.
That's right.
Magna Carta, Holy Grail, Jesus produced. Jesus produced in the name of.
I'm going to have to give that one of my top picks on that album. That joint right there is so well produced, I don't know what to do. Oh my God.
I know, right? Doesn't it sound crisp, clean, clear?
Man, that joint is awesome. I wasn't feeling it, like the whole album itself, when I first listened to it. And I'm really going to be honest with you. The first 10 times I listened to the entire album from beginning to end on the very poorly produced Magna Carta application that I have on my phone. However, I did still get the full effect of the album, and everything else, it was mediocre to me. This right here stood out. This is a very well-produced track.
Yes, it is. I can't wait to check out the whole album. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, man.
I need a copy of that. So, you know, somebody hook me up, like, immediately. Hey, so check this out. Four women sought by authorities in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And so this is the scam they was running. You go to an upscale bar, you flirt with a middle-aged man or an older man wearing some expensive jewelry. You go back to his house with him. You know, you slip him. They slip these dudes Mickeys, not necessarily called Mickeys. I'm just saying, you know, roofies, you know, all of the different.
Mickey, Molly, roofie,
whatever you want to call it, right? You know, pretty much a drug that goes in the drink. They rob them and then leave before they wake up. Now, South Florida authorities are asking for the public's help in finding a group of foxy thieves, they're calling them. They're drugging these dudes, picking them up in high-end bars, and then stealing, like, tens of thousands of dollars in jewelry, guns, and other valuables. It's going down in Broward County, where they bout it, baby. It's foxy thieves is what they're calling them. They're attractive women that go into bars and they pretty much apply a scam. Now, they got these chicks' faces plastered all over the place. They got their names and everything. And I'm going to say, you know, foxy is probably being nice. You know, more like skanky.
Not Motel, Hotel, Holiday Inn, say what? Say what?
But you know what? Well, wait, I was going to say, I was just getting ready to lead into, you know, it's unfortunate because the foxy ladies are out here, and I was going to just allude to these may just be the first foxy ladies who, you know, have been brought to the forefront and actually charged in that aspect. Now, if you're saying they're regular run-of-the-mill chickens, birds, you know, skankies, then I can leave that comment on the shelf.
Yeah, I'm like, get out of here.
Probably not necessary.
Looking for some cheap quickies or something. Get out of here. What is this?
They're not in the high class part of Fort Lauderdale. They're in the bottoms. They may be close to the pork. For the pork and beans.
Hey, I'm not sure. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. I don't even know what that means.
No, the pork and bean projects in Miami. Instead of the high class area where, you know, you would find the quote unquote foxy ladies, they may be, you know, on the lower end of the, we'll say, foxy totem pole closer to the hood. So
hey, listen, be careful.
You know what? Not
out
the fell apart.
Fort Lauderdale.
Cut that out. You know most
be
fell apart.
Careful.
They don't even have no skirt at the bottom. I don't like fell apart.
But you know what? Even if they're not, and I apologize because everyone is beautiful in God's eyes. Let me just be clear on that. But if they're not, as we'll say, physically attractive, then, you know, everyone else, you still have to be careful of even the pretty girls, too. Because I'm sure that there are some very, very attractive women that are out here running the same scam. As a matter of fact, I want to say online, probably about a month or so ago, what is the young boy? Well, he's a rapper. Hold on. The name will come back to me here shortly. Entertained two females after his performance, and they robbed him of his Louis Vuitton backpack, $4,000, and a watch. So you have to beware of the pretty girls, too.
Oh, they wear makeup. They don't really look
I'm just saying. You know, they probably don't. And, you know, nails, hair, eyelashes, it's all removable.
Let me say this. That I watched this girl do a makeup video, and I tell you that she was pretty when she started out, to me. By the time she was done, I was like, who the hell is that? I had to run the video back and be like, what? You didn't even look like that 5 minutes ago. Like, you just had on foundation.
Makeup does
You don't wear makeup? You don't wear makeup?
Did you see makeup? Hold on. Let's get it right.
My makeup consists of accentuating things. I accentuate my eyes, eyelashes, not fake eyelashes, mascara, eyeliner. I don't do any foundation,
and I don't wear gloss and liner. Boston, you don't wear makeup?
I wear lip gloss and foundation.
Now, where we're talking about makeup, we're talking about foundation, contour, powder, liner, blush, primer.
Okay, thank you. Primer. There we go. This is how it starts, Mr. Hyman. It starts out with
like
primer.
Primer, as in, did you say primer as in paint primer?
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Primer, as in yes, it makes the color and the condition of the makeup stay and be more vibrant and pop more.
Yes.
Okay, let's give him a tutorial, boss,
primer.
And let's give it to him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It is
paint primer. Okay.
Basically.
So they start out with a clean face. They add some moisturizer, maybe. Then they pile on like this, that stuff she was just saying, that primer.
Primer.
And then they put, you know, the concealer stuff on. And then that's cake on. And then, and you think they're done. But no. That's when they start
then
putting on the cheek stuff, the blush.
The contour, the pressed powder, the blush.
Okay, and then they're still
Well, if you got to go through all of that, why don't you just wash your face so you don't need to, you know, if you take care of your face, you won't have to paint it up like a Mona Lisa.
Think about those women who draw on their eyebrows. Now, I'm not hating, okay? I just am not as skilled as you are in drawing on eyebrows. That's all it is.
I don't understand the premise of shaving them off and drawing them back on.
That's pretty crazy.
No, but I understand. If you don't like the way they look, you can add the pencil to contour to make it look different, but you don't have to shave the whole thing off and then start all over again. Like, that, to me, I'm sorry.
We'll continue this Maybelline tutorial when we come back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Ego on swole, money obese, Bentley on spur, girls on me. Them boys what it is, I'm what it's gonna be. You staring at the future, ESP. The space starts deep, so the tag gon' be high. Bottles on deck, make your baby say ah. Standing on your couches, screaming we up in this. Go for the night, it's I ain't trying, remember. Stumbling my sentences, telling tricks they haven't seen. From the look I estimate, I prove indefinite. Mileage make the best of it, bring your friend too. And y'all can share this deep, cause that's what friends do. Alcohol sparkles all the time. You ain't shining in the club cause your table next to mine. And it's the type of attitude that get them all the time. Cause they all love a young getting in shine.
Yeah, I can make you.
I can make you fall in love with me tonight.
Yeah.
be the one I can't tell with. All of these girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want read. Bring her, that's my call.
Popping bottles in the club.
That's my call.
Making models fall in love.
That's my call. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some juices, and I'm out. Cause take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. We don't do the ball, VIP escort. We don't hear y'all. Say it with your chest more. Supposed to be hard. What you need a vest for? Get his head, tear your motherfucking chest off. Why every hating ass always gotta make it something? And it should be over nothing. Swear you motherfucker something. So I come with the assumption. Reason you huffing and puffing. Cause the chick that you be loving be on my dick and she cuffing. She should give me $20. Give me $20. Can't see I'm the truth, but just your motherfucker. Eyelids. Excuse me, little nigga, but this section here private. Now take your fly ass out my muff cockpit. Only room for space stars and couple bad. And we ain't got no time for a bunch of man. Man, just give up your V-mail. Save me all the details. You ain't trying to lose, nigga. You ain't acting like
you
feel.
I can make you fall in love.
One I can't tell with, all of these girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want read. Bring her, that's my call.
Popping bottles in the club.
That's my call.
Making models fall in love.
That's my call. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some juices, and I'm out. Cause take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me.
Ferrari fame. The fame way. Copyright to them over there hating. They mad cause one coin leads to one coin. And then that coin leads to another coin. Next thing you know, we all coining in this. Face stars.
TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 9:33 p.m. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, here in Itty Bitty Plant City on this Friday night in the Cypher, where we are recapping the week in news and entertainment, joined by the General TM Hyman and the beautiful, lovely, talented Madam CeeLo Boston, respectively Tampa, Florida, and Charlotte, North Carolina, in the house. Now, I do have a little bit of information. It was kind of nasty to me, and it, you know, turns my stomach because it's one of my favorite places to eat. But here in the Florida area, here recently, there was a Golden Corral restaurant manager who was fired because, and it was actually in Port Orange, Florida, let me get that right, who was fired because one of his associates named Brandon Huber posted a video, and it stated that the Golden Corral restaurant at the time was undergoing an inspection, and it had its undercooked ribs, hamburger patties, and other food near the dumpsters while the health inspectors were in the restaurant, which Brandon insinuated, and I actually watched the video, and what he's basically insinuating is that after all of this food was left uncovered by the dumpsters in these nasty, horrible conditions, and what I saw was deplorable, the food was then taken back into the restaurant and cooked and served to the patrons. So the end result, Brandon still has his job, but the manager has been fired. So you kind of have to think about, you know, these places where you're going and not even where mass amounts of food are cooked. Any amount of food that's outside of your control that's being cooked has the potential to be in some sort of not so healthy sanitary condition. So be mindful of where you're eating. I personally, I check the health inspection food ratings, the ABCD or whatever, or F rating that they give restaurants in Sagitt and different things like that. You can't just eat anywhere.
Better
look,
dirty dining is real.
Oh,
like,
is it?
Dirty dining is real.
Seriously, and for those of you who don't know, in the Florida area, we have a news show here that kind of forecasts, and you may have it in your area too. It might just be something called, you know, a little bit different, but here in Florida, it's called Dirty Dining, and they go into different establishments, and they show you the conditions that, you know, are kept away from the average patron's view. And again, you have to know where you're eating, folks, because some of these things where, you know, you think it's finger looking good, it's really not. And I'm not just saying that for that moniker, for that place. I'm talking about any restaurant.
No, it might be finger licking good, but it doesn't mean that a roach didn't crawl over top of it before
okay.
they fed it.
All right.
Or that Ben and his homeboys didn't scurry around the plate before they served it to you.
Right.
See, I tell you what, the thing is that's why some restaurants still have their their cooking area open to the public so that you can see. Like, there's a place called O'Charlie's here. You can, you know, while you're sitting at the table, you can look to your left or right and see your chef cooking your food, you know. I mean, you know, the likelihood of him kicking your steak across the floor is minimized by at least 20%.
That does not negate nastiness, because we've all been watching, you know, kind of our news channels and media things, and I hate to put my home on the map, but there's a Waffle House in Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Virginia, you better not eat at.
Come on, not the one on Providence and Military.
The one on Northampton Boulevard, son. OMG. They showed video of vermin running. Now, this place, everybody knows Waffle House is open 24 hours a day. So why are there rats running around where someone can videotape them?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Silence crickets, I understand.
Pause,
it's bad.
Pause.
Dirty dining at its best.
Pause.
I'm serious. Google
it. Did you just say that it was daytime and rats were running around?
It may not have even been daytime, but the point of the matter was it was not outside where these vermin were. It was inside of the establishment in the cooking area.
People, I have lived in some pesky places throughout my life, but I've never seen a rodent during the daytime. Normally, if you see rodents during the daytime, they have rabies.
Who told you that?
I don't know, but I feel like every animal I see that's running rampant during the daytime has rabies, except for my cat.
You know what?
Everything has rabies.
Hey, it's 9:38. We'll be right back.
DJ Fuck One, I defeat your presentation.
Little girl by the name of Anika. With my body, she a full of boys when a freaker. Friends on a boss, they be doing the most. If I look at his friend, he'll be gripping the toes. So I took him to the crib to kill him with it. Put my legs behind my head, I hit the ceiling with it. When I put it in his mouth, I couldn't believe it. He looked me in my eyes and said he wanna bleed it. Pasa, pasa, you ain't got no wings in me, pasa. Big, fat, Mufasa. Hit up Green Acres, hit up King Plaza. Some of them said I'm gully, some of them said I'm Gaza.
Come on, Sutra, she working from every angle. Jump in the air and she lands in the split. Go from the split, now she up on her hit. Go from her hit, now she's laying on her back. And she waiting for the doggy to attack the cat. She tell me lock the door, now she wanna get spanked. Bedroom bully like the one sharper rank.
Do not disturb,
signs at the door.
She says there's nothing that she wouldn't explore.
And we know what, so tiki 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 time.
Just freaky freaky wine and bend back your spine.
That's what she does.
And she look out them get a freaky baby. And she look out them get a freaky baby. Oh, you're so bad. Oh, you're so freaky baby. And she look out them get a freaky baby.
Rude girl make noise. 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 Rude girl make noise.
Freaky freaky. Me know that girl a freaky. The way you make this she slide up on the pole, me know she freaky. The way you make this she make the bumper roll, me know she freaky. Not so she look sick, she relate you like a freaky. Boy, come here no girl, make me take out a cheeky. She look it when me spanky, tell me daddy when me beaky. I look it on the TV, so know what all she freaky she is. Yeah, we ready like that, we don't know freaky. Yes, she have a freaker, every man desire. Fulfilling need, anything him require. Worse, when she hold on her red feet, say a prayer. I come in, no say this girl a, some girl a.
Missy the girl. Them when no say them a freak, but angle them bits pan a long piece of meat. Follow the song tune and leave your ears on. Freak not for afraid when that time for perform. When them up, them leave the lights on. That's when the condom I give it to you raw. Me double up with them idiot gal ya. When them I give you, leave you up in a demand. Them left you with a jacket and take your moolah. Write a book, reality shows them full of drama. Cute face, fat, fat. The whole of them sneaky. Only pan Twitter them tweet.
Hey, you see? Like it, then I buy it. You donkeys on a diet. Bringing all my jewels, I ain't know I start a riot. Ryan with the blicker. Messing up makeup. You blowing up the phone. Drinking out the bottle. Leaning with a model. I throw 100 racks up. You think I hit the lotto? Ryan with the wolves, I ain't talking Minnesota. Shorty coming over. Go and bend it over. Let me plank on it. Put a drink on it. Heard you a freak. Put my name on it. Montana.
Hyman Radio Live, and that was French Montana, Elephant Man, Nicki Minaj. Oh, I almost had
Wyclef. Were you vocaling?
Okay, well,
were you doing a butterfly?
It had me, I would say, it had me contemplating a life in Stripperville. I mean, like, like the song. I can't even dance like that no more. If I did that, I would end up in the hospital. I promise you. I promise you.
Yeah, but that joint does make you move.
What? Oh, my God. Let me find me a boyfriend. I'm going to, hey,
uh-oh.
I'm taking applications, people.
You're going to put him up. Put. You're going to put him up on the wall and whine upon him?
What? Get him again.
The freak of the week.
Really?
The freak of the week.
Whee!
Hey, you inside the Friday Night Cypher, everybody. It's Friday, July 12, 2013. We are officially on Verdict Watch, hanging out and, as we recap the week in news and entertainment, hanging out with Madam CeeLo Boston Hot Chocolate. You got it, 917-889-3926. Hey, hit us up and let us know how your week has gone down. TGIF to you. Welcome to the weekend.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Oprah Winfrey battling Warner Brothers this week, lost a situation for The Butler. You know, she teamed up with Tyler Perry. Actually, she teamed up with another production house to do the movie The Butler, but the name was registered from some years ago with Warner Brothers. They took it to court, and unfortunately, Oprah and company lost. Warner Brothers, you know, gets to keep the name. They have to find another name for the movie that was coming out, The Butler. Our prayers goes out to Randy Travis and his family. Randy Travis is heavily sedated right now and is still in critical condition. We know music legend Randy Travis, you know, made a rebound, you know, not too long ago, where a whole bunch of country music stars rallied around him for a project that he did. You know, alcoholism has been an issue for him in the past. I'm not sure if that has anything to do with his current condition, although there is speculation. Again, our prayers goes out to the heavily sedated Randy Travis in critical condition tonight.
For sure. Also, prayers out to Tiny Tamika Cottle, formerly of the famous, I say famous because they were one of the most famous girl bands that I know of all time, Xscape, as well as T.I.'s wife. She lost her father yesterday after a long battle that he had with Alzheimer's disease, and she's actually been a very big advocate for Alzheimer's research and a cure. So we definitely want to send our prayers out to the Cottle family in this time.
I was going to cry if you said her mother died. I was like, gosh, I feel like that's my mother, just short of.
I mean, I you know, you came to love her father seeing him on the show, too. He was actually one of the original members. No one in our generation, I'm sure, would remember this, but I'm sure maybe our parents or our grandparents would, original founding members of the TAMS. And he passed away in his home in Atlanta yesterday.
Wow. Yeah, the TAMS, they still traveled and performed.
Yeah, he actually performed up until a few years ago. You know,
right.
he didn't really have his mind about him for regular things, but when it came to performing, he was still able to do that, and I think that was a big way for them to stay connected, because she actually said that he was a big inspiration to her in her writing her songs in her early career and things like that. So, yeah, it's definitely a sad thing.
So what was wrong with him for him to be like that?
For him to have Alzheimer's?
No. You know how you said, like, he wasn't really, you know, he didn't really get everything else, but when it came to music, he got it.
It's just some things Alzheimer's patients they can still do in some aspects. It's just when you take an Alzheimer's patient out of what's familiar to them,
mm-hmm.
that's when a lot of the confusion, you know, really surfaces, and you can see a lot of the symptoms and things that they go through. But because the music was so familiar to him, I just think it, you know, was a natural instinct.
Do I have Alzheimer's disease? Because this is the only thing.
Did
I
you ask
right.
us if you had Alzheimer's?
I'm weak.
I cannot diagnose you at this time.
The only thing I can get right, I swear to God, like everything else.
No, you asked out loud.
She did.
I was over here.
I meant that.
I was
I
over here
that.
Thinking it. I tell you, I was over here thinking.
Thank you.
Thank you for rocking inside the Friday Night Cypher. It is 9:52 here in the state of Florida. It's the Friday Night Cypher. It's the Verdict Watch for us. Hey, if you want to become a part of this conversation, we've got a few minutes left. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Madam CeeLo, Boston Hot Chocolate. And coming from D.C. tonight, resident expert, and he be schooling us on all things D.C. Give it up, Cooper. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, y'all, man? I've been waiting. I've been listening to the album like the last 2 days, waiting so I could call in today, and then I wound up going to see the Kevin Hart movie tonight. Just got out. I'm sitting here at Clyde's restaurant, right by Gallery Place in D.C. Just had two oyster shooters and everything, and so then all of a sudden it hit me.
Good.
I didn't call in.
You know what? I don't need to get
me and Coop on the same level tonight. Seafood, drinks, that's right.
Yeah. So I'm fired up. I mean, the Jay-Z album is good. I heard dude the other night was talking bad about it, but you can't hate on it.
You can't.
No, you can't. I mean, we just played Oceans with Jay-Z and Frank Ocean, which is a hot joint. That's how we're going to close the show out tonight. With that joint, I mean, and you know, so I haven't heard the album, you know, I'm still waiting on somebody to send it to me.
Hey,
yes, me too.
I'm gonna send. I got you. Hey, look. I'm listening to the one song versus the song is it hits so hard, but it's so short.
And it's only 90 seconds long.
Yeah, it stops you right in mid motion while you're bobbing your head. You get a whiplash because it's hitting so hard. But it stops you.
But sure. Yo, I've had so many debates on why that is not a full song, man. I don't know what Jay was thinking. That needed to be a full-length song.
Wow,
that joint rocks.
That was a bad boy move. Bad boy.
It might not even be 90 seconds, really. It's very, very short.
They always did interludes like that. That's a bad boy move.
But it's hard. Oh, my God, it hits so hard.
Cooper.
Yeah, what's going on?
We are waiting this verdict. How's it going down? How did the closing arguments wrap up, in your opinion?
I mean, I can't even lie. I didn't even get to see him. I know that.
Okay, I didn't either.
I didn't either.
That's why I can't even talk about it, because I didn't either.
Yeah, I can't even tell you. I'm going to have to go home and watch the closing arguments so I can see what happened.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either.
Ridiculous. Okay, the fact that at the end the prosecution tried to bring up the fact of they tried to throw a charge in there for child abuse, third degree murder, and attached to child abuse. And it's like, where in the hell did you get that from? It's like they were throwing spaghetti on the wall, hoping it stuck. I didn't believe that they should have going about it, you know, that way. But then the defense, West and whatever the hell his name is, the Ken doll looking dude, they spazzed out. Yeah, they spazzed out yesterday with the judge. The judge is like, yo, you're not going to keep, you know, going against what I say. I passed the paper out. I know you can read. Like, we're not going to keep doing this. You know, it's like, yo, y'all cannot try to call your own shots at the end of the game. Y'all trying to do everything less pulling Trayvon out of the grave to show that this man, you know, had to fight for his life. Well, if you wouldn't have started this shit, you wouldn't have got your ass beat. And this would have never happened. That's all I have to say about that.
I just want to say, I'm not taking anything away from the Trayvon Martin trial because it is one of significant importance, but we don't want to take away from, and we've been having a lot of discussions with friends that I know too, away from a lot of the other violence that's not as publicized and it's not getting this type of media attention in our communities. We still have to be out here and support the rest of our, you know, young black males and females and adults that are being, you know, victims of injustice and things of that nature, too. So don't let the media just, you know, spur all your energy into this one focus. We still have a lot of work to do in our community. It's not just Sanford, Florida. It's all over.
Right. No, no, absolutely. Hey, we want to end with Oceans tonight, just a little bit of Jay-Z. So I'll say, Coop, thanks for rocking with us, man. Thanks for checking in tonight. Appreciate you as always. Ladies, take us home.
Whatever you do, do it well, and keep your hands off the kid, and check y'all out on Monday. Love y'all. Peace.
Keep your hands off of each other, period, not just the kids. We will definitely check you out on Monday. I am the Very Hot Chocolate. He is the General T.M. Hyman. She is Madam CeeLo Boston. Save James is out there doing what he does. And thank you for joining us once again, Coop. We are T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Have a fantastic weekend, everybody.
Hey, wait.
Oceans.
Blessings, elephants touched on the board of a sailing lady, docked on the Ivory Coast, Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dress this white tuxedo before the bus got sure. And if so, well, fuck it, fuck it. Because this water drowned my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and watch the sun blaze on the waves of the ocean.
Dope boy still smelling like cocaína. White boat, white road, can he be more cleaner? The oil spill at BP ain't clean up. I'm anti-Santa Maria. Only Christopher we acknowledge his wallet. I don't even like washing pins in my pocket. Black card go hard when I'm shopping. Both docks in front of me.
See him, 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 see him,